It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the American people that go shopping with the intention of looking at labels and asking store personnel for the price I'm paying for these foreign-made items, why can't there be a competitive American-made item available for me to purchase? The good thing is now your questions are being discussed by store owners who see the need to offer a larger selection of items to their customers or they'll be shopping elsewhere. Without the questions from America's consumers, the American-made issue would not be discussed in corporate boardrooms and by the merchandisers who are supplying the stores. For over 30 years, the businesses that relocated their manufacturing overseas but kept their headquarters in the United States have enjoyed the benefits of importing products from overseas, which allowed them to realize huge profits with very little concern for workers here in the USA and the well-being of America's economy. I feel that that gravy train of high profits that importers enjoyed for years is beginning to slow down. After experiencing the aftermath of a long recession, the loss of jobs and job skills, and the need to restore the trades and vocational arts programs in America's schools, America's consumers, the sleeping giant, are supporting America's industries, and they want to have more American-made products sold in America's stores. Now, my commentary from August the 8th received a great response. It is a fact that over 80 million of America's students are preparing to return to grade school, high school, and college. Shopping for school supplies is an enormous opportunity for us to support America's businesses selling school supplies and a perfect opportunity for every parent to speak up in support of American made. I also urge you to show the young people in your family that you support the Buy American Made campaign and ask them to help you seek out products with American made labels. Your participation is very important. This is Michael Blehosh every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. You can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.